Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Cipriani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gordon McKenzie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The throw from Brown and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Cipriani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cipriani. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozzi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 0 for 1 in the game. Cipriani hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is 0 for 1 in the game. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKenzie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McKenzie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Wood moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball towards center. Del Greco catches it and throws to second to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Jake Wood. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia now playing second base. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani is 0-for-2 in the game. Cipriani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Gordon McKenzie. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cipriani who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Gene Stevens. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hankins moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.